Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scott Scoop, the one and only who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas football recruiting game. Always giving you the legit football recruiting scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Well, in Central Texas, we've been getting some cloudy skies here lately, so it looks as though the weather is cooling down just a bit, which is a blessing in itself. Nonetheless, make sure that you all stay hydrated out there because the weather is getting warmer as time goes along. Tonight, we have a special guest located in the heart of Central Texas, Mr. Michael Wilson, our 2016 current number 2 ranked offensive tackle prospect from Round Rock High School. So definitely we're going to have a great show tonight and introduce you all, the rest of the world that is, to this young man, Michael Wilson. It's springtime, folks. It's springtime. And the football recruiting world is becoming more and more astonishing by the minute. I mean, college football coaches are handing out offers. They're getting more and more intrigued about guys. Scouts like myself are becoming more and more intrigued because in Central Texas, we know how to play football. And it's always a blessing to currently feed and constantly feed this natural high of mine on putting these student athletes' names out there from the Central Plex. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. And send us a friend request on Facebook at TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex, and last word, Football Prospects. Remember, also go on our website and order a copy of our magazine, our Winter Honors magazine, basically celebrating all of our outgoing seniors, everyone in Central Texas that made all district, all state, including my all-Syntex football team. And also, just like the young man that we have on tonight, we have some of our notable 2016 and 2017 prospects listed in there. So make sure you go on our website and order a copy. You must have a PayPal account to order. So go to tascouterscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and order yourself a copy of our 2015 Winter Honors edition of Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. It's a nice piece of work, and of course, yours truly is very proud to be associated with it. Immediately after this broadcast, on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, you'll be able to hear this radio broadcast in its entirety with the young man, Michael Wilson. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our special guest. So stay tuned, and don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, while we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter, Toyota, on the motor mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back. Tonight, I'd like to welcome to our show 2016 offensive tackle prospect, from Round Rock High School, Michael Wilson. Mike, how you doing this evening? Big Mike.
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm excited. I'm always excited to be on this show to learn, to help the rest of the world learn more about you guys, and also just to further remind folks that, again, we play a lot of good football in the Central Texas area. So you're just one of the many prospects out there that many people just need to get to know more about so they can look out for you this upcoming season and also throughout your collegiate career. Now, Mike, Big Mike, you attend Round Rock High School, a school that's known for producing some really good prospects. How excited are you about this upcoming spring football season and also the regular season in the fall? And in addition to that, do the Dragons have big plans for this upcoming season?
I'm excited to get back on the field and play my final year of high school football at Round Rock High School. And as a team, we are hoping to defend our district champion title and win another one.
All right. Defend that district championship, which is always a big thing in the state of Texas for those of you all who may not reside in the Lone Star State that are listening. Win that district title, and of course, the big kahuna in December at Jerry's World, as most people call it, but Cowboys Stadium, winning that state championship. Now, with that being said, who are some of the other notable teammates that you have that people should look out for this upcoming season? I mean, throughout the spring and this upcoming season.
Liam Beard, the new quarterback that we're having that's going to replace Colin Henson. He's a great passer. He's fast. And he's going to make plays like Colin did. And then also on defense, James Lynch, going to be junior, played along Braylon last year and did really well. And was very impressed by him. And he's going to be a huge playmaker on defense this year.
All right. Now, in order to play football, of course, you have to remain eligible at both the high school and college levels. What is your take on the importance of academics, and what is your grade point average?
Academics are number one always. No matter how good of a player you are, coaches will always look at your grades first and disregard you if your grades are failing, no matter how good you are. And right now I have a 3.0 GPA out of 4 and a 4.0 out of GPA out of 5 because I take advanced classes.
All right, advanced classes. A young man who's always interested in keeping himself fully challenged academically, or challenged, I should say, to the very apex of what he can do in the classroom. That's a good thing, Mike, and for all our listeners out there, especially student-athletes, you always want to give your very best at everything you do. The same attitude that you have in the weight room, on the field, running those gashers, conditioning, or what you do in full pads should be the same mentality that you have in the classroom, that you want to be the absolute best student that you can be. And we have a young man who's taken a heavy load of courses and is determined to be great at whatever it is he set his mind out to do. We're going to take another short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to talk more about football with Michael Wilson. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspire Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San Cedar Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, we're back. T.A. with Michael Wilson from Round Rock High School. Remember, listeners out there, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to see the blog right up on Michael Wilson and also be able to listen to the radio show interview while also being able to have the opportunity to see his highlights. Big Mike, okay. They must call you Big Mike for a reason. So tell us, what is your height, your weight, and also your 40 time?
I'm 6'9", 320 pounds, and I ran a 5'4", 40.
A 5'4", 40, 6'9", 320 pounds. Folks, that's like Jackie Slater type of size or measurables. Jackie Slater, the longtime NFL offensive tackle that played for the Rams from the 1970s all the way to the mid-1990s, was 6'9", and one of the best to ever do it. So Big Mike kind of shows me some of those flashes, and I like the way he uses massive size and long arms to keep defenders from getting to the quarterback. Now, Mike, how has recruiting been going for you? I mean, you have the prototype size and everything that college coaches ought to be drooling over. I mean, how has recruiting been going? Do you have any offers? And if not, what are the schools that you like the most?
It's been going really well. I have not got any offers yet, but I've gotten a lot of interest from a lot of good schools. And probably right now my favorite has been Oklahoma State. I've been up there. I've been there for junior day. And I'm going to go up there for a spring game in 2 weeks. And I think it's a great place to be, and I could really picture myself going there.
Okay, sounds good. So yeah, I'm assuming that you had the opportunity to meet and talk with Coach Gundy, correct?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, all right. Now, what are some of the other schools, just so our listeners know, what are some of the other schools that have basically been flooding your mailbox?
Texas has been sending me a lot of mail. I've been getting some from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Penn. And then I've also been getting some from Arkansas, and Northwestern has also been sending me some stuff.
Northwestern, okay. Now, folks, you heard the young man mention Ivy League schools and schools like Northwestern. Those schools don't just write anybody, okay? So you have to not only be a good athlete, you must be an even better student. So, again, that's why it's important to keep those grades up, to have a list like this young man is getting in recruiting. Now, Big Mike, although you are my number two ranked offensive tackle, you seem to, on a national scale, not to be getting as much love in the recruiting game as it relates to college football offers thus far. What are you doing to disprove the myth that you are not what schools are looking for currently in offensive tackles?
I'm trying to work really hard on my footwork, trying to get faster, and then I'm also going to a bunch of camps, and I've yet to not get a Rivals rating yet, so I'm hopefully going to go to one of those camps soon and get one, because most colleges really look for that rating first when they start looking at you, so it's been really important to get that done.
Yeah, and Big Mike, you know what, I want that for you, although I think my own thoughts and create my own ratings, not influenced by anyone else. You know, I think you're a big timer in my book. But of course, what you say is there is a lot of credibility to what you just said, because nowadays, to me, in my opinion, unfortunately, recruiting has kind of swayed to looking at rankings from various sites that can sometimes overlook prospects and overhype other prospects. So, again, you're one of the ones, of course, that I definitely feel is overlooked on a national scale. But, of course, in Central Texas, hey, man, you look like you ought to be playing on Sundays. Of course, I agree with you that you have some things that you need to work on, such as your footwork and things of that nature. But as far as being a stone-cold good football player, hey, there's no question about that. So, definitely keep up the hard work, Big Mike, and we look forward to seeing what type of dominance in your season that you're going to have. Now you talked about, of course, trying to improve your speed and your footwork. What else do you feel, is there anything else you feel you need to improve on individually in your game specifically, And in the midst of those improvements, how do you feel you stack up against those other prospects, especially since you just brought up the whole thing about rivals as far as not having a rating? How do you feel you stack up against other prospects at your position that may be getting a lot more attention than what you're getting?
I think my size really helps me get noticed, and I think that I stack up against other people by having that size advantage, and even though they may be a little bit faster than me, I think with me really working on that hard and catching up, I think my size will put me over them and make colleges want me more than the next person.
All right. Well said, young man. Well said. All right. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to wrap it up with Big Mike as far as what's going on and off the field with Mike Wilson and Ron Rock High School. So stay tuned.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 18 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, folks, we're back with Big Mike Wilson from Round Rock High School. Mike, we've been talking a lot about football and you going to these camps, academics, et cetera. With such a busy schedule, do you participate in any other sports? And if so, which ones?
I played lacrosse a couple years ago, but have since then stopped because football takes up most of my time, as well as academics and keeping up with that. So, no, not recently.
Okay. I was surprised. You know, for some reason, I was thinking you was going to say that you're in track and field, you know, throwing a shot put, a discus, because, man, I remember when I was in high school, Round Rock had a big-timer by the name of Roger Riesling. Don't know if you ever heard of that young man, but he was a big-time offensive lineman, too. But, boy, he could throw that shot put in discus. But, again, I know nowadays football is even more demanded than it's ever been, and we've had plenty of athletes shut it down as far as doing other sports to concentrate solely on football, especially with camp season being pretty heavy in the spring. But I definitely am intrigued to know that you play lacrosse, because that's definitely a sport that that you definitely have to come with it in order to be successful. Now, Big Mike, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like for our listeners and audience to be left with as it relates to you and your Dragon teammates?
Just get ready for another fantastic year by the Dragons, and you'll be watching us in the playoffs this year.
Okay. Hopefully getting that state championship and bringing another state championship back to the Central Texas area. Well, folks, again, you heard it for yourself. Big Mike Wilson from Round Rock High School, the young man whose team were district champions last year, straight out of Central Texas in the capital city area, as I refer to it in my magazines and my scouting reports. Be on the lookout. These gentlemen, they're talking about doing some big things this year, and I, for one, definitely want to witness it. Well, for all of y'all out there that are listening, again, we appreciate Big Mike for coming on to our show. Mike, you take it easy. Definitely is a pleasure, young man, and continue to hit the books hard and work hard both on and off the field. Remember,
thank you for having me on the show.
No problem, sir. Remember, our magazine is available for you, our Winter Honors Magazine 2015. Go to our website, thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine and order yourself a copy. You must have a PayPal account in order to do so. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. Also, Facebook, send us a friend request at TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's TA's Syntex Football Prospects. And again, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page at syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you can be able to hear this radio show in its entirety and also see Michael Wilson's highlight film. Again, you all be safe out there. Stay hydrated. The weather is getting warmer each day. We want you all to continue to live well and live healthy. And always, always remember when you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.